Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're going to be talking today with Carl Blanks and Ben Jessen. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
And they're calling in from London, England, or the vicinity of London, England. And I'm here in Kingston, New York, getting ready for my trip down to New Orleans for the winter. And we're getting ready for System 2009. This is an unusual event for a couple of reasons. Number one, this will mark the 15th year that I've been offering seminars and conferences on the subject of internet marketing. And I want to do something special this year. So we're calling this event two things. Number one, all-star event. Number two, state-of-the-art. And what I've done with System 2009 is I've gone with a very carefully picked faculty. Last couple of years we've had these very large events in terms of faculty, 25 members, and I'm pretty happy with the results. But I went over to England this fall and did a system in London, and you know, because it's a long distance, I can't bring 25 people. So we worked with some of the experts in the English market, and the seminar was great. I wish everybody had been there. I did try to persuade everybody to take advantage of the low price of the pound and the low airfares and come over to London and join us, because if it wasn't the best internet marketing seminar that I've done, it was certainly one of the three best. We had phenomenal speakers, including Carl and Ben. We had Drayton Bird, who's one of the greats of direct marketing of all time. You're just not going to find better walking around. We had Mike Mindell, who is the founder of AdTracker and just a brilliant person when it comes to the practice of keyword research and market research online. I've never heard a better talk than Mike's. And I've rarely heard talks at the level that Carl and Ben gave in London. And I said, oh my God, I wish this was happening in Chicago with everybody. And so I asked them, would they consider making the trip from England to Chicago to present at System 2009? Because I absolutely consider them all stars in the internet marketing field. I want to give you a quick rundown on their background, and then I'll ask them to fill in any blanks that I've left out. Carl Blanks is literally a former rocket scientist. He was trained in rocket science at Cambridge University. He knows his maths. As they say in England, we say math. In England, they say maths. I'm not sure why that difference exists, but he knows his maths. And then he hooked up through his exploration of marketing with Ben Jessen, who comes from a very strong marketing background. And together, they've become a dynamo of online marketing, getting fantastic results, which we're going to talk about a little bit, for their clients. But also, and this is the important thing for people that are considering attending System 2009, also taking what they've learned through real life experience on the net and extracting principles, distilling the principles in the how-to. I rarely am wowed by things that I hear anymore, because I've been around a while, I've heard a lot. But their approach is really, it's far beyond what I'm used to hearing in terms of quality and detail and precision. And let's go right to talking about first their business, because they've got an amazing business model. I assume it's the one that we talked about in England that hasn't changed. You pretty much have a criteria where a company needs to be already doing $10 million a year to be on your radar.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. We work on a performance basis with our clients. So we basically roll up our sleeves and get stuck in and do the work. But also, since we've been kind of documenting and systematizing what we do also offer a monthly consulting program where we actually teach our clients our process. But predominantly, we do work with larger clients on a performance basis, and on the profits that we generate.
So you're working with a lot of real businesses. In other words, once a business gets to the point where they're generating $10 million or more a year in sales, they're not fooling around anymore. It's not a hobby. It's not something that they're trying out. They're in business for real, and they expect real results. And you're not just advising them. You're actually going in and essentially taking over large parts of their online marketing in exchange for share of the new revenue. Is that pretty much your core model?
That's exactly right, Ken, yes.
Great.
Also, in terms of the companies, you said, like, you know, we're dealing with real businesses. We're dealing with, I don't know if in the States how well-known the company Vodafone is. They're our biggest client. They're one of the biggest companies in the UK, certainly. And we're dealing with there's a company called Foxy Bingo. If you lived in the UK and you watched a lot of daytime TV, then you'd know who Foxy Bingo are because they sponsor a lot of daytime TV shows. Also, one of the UK's biggest travel websites, Holiday Extras, we're working with them. But also we're working with some smaller companies that no one's heard of, that very few people have heard of. And often they are the ones that are kind of the most interesting to us because you know, when you've got like an entrepreneurial CEO in a small business, you can often get quite a lot done very quickly on the web. And so
absolutely. And let's talk about the market areas you're in. So you mentioned travel. You mentioned Vodafone, I imagine, is cell phone?
That's right, exactly, yes.
Yeah. It's a cell phone company. I guess Bingo is entertainment, gambling?
That's right, exactly, yes.
Okay. What other industries are you working in or have you worked in?
Finance, health and fitness, pharmaceutical, business-to-business,
weight,
IT.
Quite a bit of weight loss.
Yeah, we attract lots of weight loss clients because I guess it's just a very competitive niche. People tend to come to us that are in really competitive niches and also people are already generating lots of traffic but want to extract more value from the traffic.
And interestingly, and by the way, I want to say to everyone, especially people that are relatively new to Internet marketing, that ultimately traffic is not the issue. And maybe you guys could comment on that in a second. You know, there's work involved, there's expense involved, there's legwork involved, but it's pretty much cut and dry. The traffic's out there for any category you can imagine. The business really occurs on the conversion side. And this is where Carl and Ben are expert. In fact, what's the name of your website for people that want to go deeper into what you're doing?
Our website is Conversion Rate Experts. And if you put hyphens in between there, so it's conversion-rate-experts, plural, .com.
Great. So your clients pretty much, you know, have handled the traffic end of things, sounds like, or I'm sure you can help them there too, but you're focused on, okay, you're getting all this traffic. Are you getting your share of opt-ins? Are you getting your share of forms being filled out? Are you getting your share of sales? And again, for people that are relatively new to the Internet, it's very often easy to believe that, oh, if only I could get traffic, all my business problems would be solved. And the reality is, if you're not getting traffic, it's because there's probably three or four things you don't know, which we could teach you in an hour, and you'd have all the traffic you need. The real game is we get you all the traffic in the world. Now, how do you make money from it? And that's what Carl and Ben have become experts at. And as you can see, they're not doing this in one industry. They're not doing this to sell, you know, Internet marketing how-to material. They're doing this in a wide variety of industries, and they're getting very good results. So when they talk and teach and share what they're doing, they're drawing on a real depth of experience. And I'll be frank, it's hard to find American practitioners who have this kind of broad experience, who also have the time and the inclination to organize what they've learned and explain it to others. And so I'm very glad that they're going to be making the trip over and sharing this. And I really do wish everybody could have been to London and heard the whole seminar we did there, but we're bringing one of the big highlights from the seminar. Let's get down to some things that people can take away right now from this call. So having, you know, tested millions and millions of visitors over the years and in a wide variety of industries, let's just hit a few very important principles that you'd like everyone to take away from this call right now that they can apply right now to what they're doing.
Yeah. I guess the first thing, Ken, I'd really love to reinforce what you just said about traffic not being the problem. I think we feel like we've uncovered one of the big internet marketing secrets, and that is that traffic is easy when you've got a great conversion rate. Because
mm-hmm.
you can extract more profits from your visitors than your competitors can, then traffic just becomes the simple matter of writing a big check to Google AdWords, writing a big check to your affiliates and JV partners, writing a big check to all the best SEO consultants out there. It's all about just writing that check. Traffic becomes so, so easy when you're extracting more money from your visitors than other people can afford to pay.
Yeah, and to reinforce that even further is that with our own website, we've never carried out what you'd call SEO on our own website, but because we've focused so much on providing value and all the things that we work on, basically on creating a website that people that visitors enjoy, that visitors get value from, and that visitors ultimately sign up and spend money with us. That we've got a crazy number of people linking to us just voluntarily. So when you do this kind of thing, you end up with a website that people actually want to link to. So, I know PageRank's not a great indicator of anything, but our Google PageRank is 7, is that right, Ben? It's 7 at the moment, which is more than most people who spend 40 hours a week doing SEO, and it's because this kind of thing is solid business building, and it really does, it makes the traffic side become easy.
So on your corporate site, the one that represents your business, you've got a Google PageRank of 7.
This is the Ben just pointed out, it's the services page of our conversionrateexperts.com.
Gotcha. So interestingly, the site that you the page that you or section that you most want people to look at because it's where you offer your services, you're getting a page rank of 7, which as you point out is an indication that lots and lots of people are linking to you. Let's raise this issue now because I think this is so important. Right now as we speak, there are people all over the world paying thousands of dollars to SEO companies or SEO experts to train them in various ways to manipulate or attempt to manipulate the search engines in order to get high page ranking from Google and high listings for their keywords. I see tremendous amounts of money being spent. I see tremendous amount of time being spent. And I'm going to give my opinion right now. I think it's a bunch of bull because if the site itself is not worth visiting, then all the machinations and gymnastics and contortions in the world are ultimately not going to get you either the traffic that you really could get, and certainly won't get you the conversion that you can get. And we're going to have another speaker at System 2009 who's going to address this, James Martell, been active in internet marketing for 10 years. Knows all the search engine tricks, and his focus is very much like yours, which is, look, the site's got to be good. It's got to have something on it that people want. From that, you can then build a search engine campaign. But to try to just do it starting with tricks alone, I think is a dead end. Can you comment on that?
I absolutely agree, Ken. The kind of position that we take is if you work on your conversion rate so you can, you're basically optimizing your user experience, you're optimizing your products, you're optimizing your position, you're optimizing everything about your business that makes it more attractive to your prospects. And Google's goal is exactly the same. Google's goal is to deliver search results that are the most optimized and valuable to their prospects, to their users. So the two things are totally aligned. We optimize our websites for our visitors to give them the content they want, and Google optimizes its search engine to give its users the content that they want. So the two are absolutely aligned.
And let's face it, like it or not, Google, I won't say rules the Internet, but boy, they have a massive influence on the Internet. I think quite intelligently, for their long-term prospects, they've decided to encourage content on the Internet, because who wants to use an Internet that's loaded with spam websites? That's not going to last very long. So if you're in sync with Google's aims, which are very simple, create good content that people actually want and need, you will do well. if you continue to try to game Google and game the search engines, you're kind of marginalizing yourself. And what kind of amazes me is people are paying thousands of dollars and burning countless hours of time to basically marginalize themselves and their businesses. And if people get nothing else out of this call, there's a big divide here. This is not one of these situations where you can slip back and forth on either side of this divide. You're either committed, in my opinion, I mean, guys, please, straighten me out if I'm wrong here. You're either committed to your visitor's experience, the quality of that experience, the usefulness of it, or you're not. And if you're not committed to it, but you are committed to trying to game the search engine systems, I'm going to propose that you're basically working hard to marginalize yourself. On the other hand, if you're going to burn the midnight oil on how to improve your visitor experience. That's not only going to improve your search engine rankings and give you solid search engine rankings, it's also going to improve your conversion. And, we talk about conversion in terms of, okay, how many people have opted in, how many people have made a purchase. But there's this other way to look at conversion, which is, you're taking a stranger who's never given you money and converting that person into somebody who may happily give you money for many years to come in increasingly large amounts. So, when you're cutting yourself off from that kind of potential, you're really it's like trying to climb a steep mountain with a heavy bag of rocks. If you really want to do it that way, you're welcome to. But why not go with the flow, so to speak? Do what your users actually want, what Google actually wants you to do. And end up with a better result. Spend less money, spend less time on the SEO issues, and focus more on user experience. Is there a flaw in my logic there?
Not at all, Ken. And just like to get one thing straight, it's not that we're against SEO. And there's obviously there's a lot to be learned about SEO, and it's something that you really you really need to know. It's certainly part of any web marketing strategies to know, how to do it. But I think in particular, it's not trying to trick anyone. It's not trying to trick Google. It's not trying to trick your users. It's when you go down that route, you're often kind of creating a very short-term business. Companies like Amazon and Expedia, what the kind of stuff we do, companies like Amazon and Expedia are brilliant at. Extracting as much money from customers as possible because they're so good at providing what customers want, and so
great.
and that route is kind of very compatible with friendly SEO with the kind of SEO where people actually want to link to your site rather than creating thousands of pages of spam to create artificial links hoping that this month Google won't notice but maybe next month they will.
I like that friendly SEO. And all this works very well with what's called social media. Again, there are certainly ways to game the social media system, and there are ways to optimize the impact of your website using social media, legitimate ways. But again, at the core of successful social media is that you have a page that somebody actually would want to go to and take advantage of. Hey, let's talk about what you're going to be talking about in Chicago. By the way, this year's system for people who are interested in attending is going to be in Chicago, as always. We're going to be at the Westin, where we've got a very good place to work, very comfortable, very easy to run our events there. It's going to be very early this year. Okay, we usually have it in May, sometimes late April, but this year it's going to be March 27th through 29th. Which is very early. A lot of people are used to putting it off until the last minute. Well, the last minute this year is a lot sooner than you think. March is not that far away. In fact, at the time we're recording this, it's far less than 3 months away. Carl and Ben, let's talk about what you're going to be sharing at System 2009, our all-star state-of-the-art 15th anniversary event.
We're basically going to kind of give you a a tour of our process for actually increasing a website's conversion rate. Because a lot of people have got the misconception that to optimize your conversion rates, you just need to do split tests or multivariate tests. And people get very excited about the technology and the, thinking that you put lots of different versions of your website into some software and it magically picks the winner and all of a sudden you've massively increased your conversion rate. The reality is very different. Whenever you're carrying out any kind of testing, what you put into the test, you're only going to get out what you put into the test. So we spend pretty much all of our time at planning what we're actually going to test. And there's lots of tools and techniques and processes that we use that people just don't really talk about. That there are kind of so-called best practices, but the approach that we take is the thing that you need to test is the counter objection to your prospect's objections. But one of the toughest things about web marketing is actually understanding your visitors well enough to know what their objections are. For example, lots of people say, test your guarantee, test the color of your call to action, test your headline. But the thing that you really need to test are the things that your visitors care about, the things that are actually stopping them taking the action that you want them to take. And with internet marketing, that's really tough. You've got tools like Google Analytics that tell you which pages they're left on, how long they're spent on the site, what your bounce rates are. But it doesn't really tell you why those things are happening. So we use a whole host of tools and techniques to understand why people aren't converting. And then we look at the strategies that you can use to overcome their objections.
This is what you shared in London, and this was what I was sitting in the audience thinking, we've got to bring this to America. We just have to. David Bullock, a colleague of ours, has a great saying when it comes to testing, garbage in, garbage out. Testing is very powerful. It's at the core of every really successful internet venture. But you need to know what to test, what's worth testing. You need to have a methodology for generating lots of smart things to test. And this is what your presentations were just excellent at. And not only how to generate likely things, worthwhile things to test, but also you've got not a million and one, but it seemed like a million and one tools for actually getting online tools, most of them free, for getting into the minds of your customers. I've never seen such a array of online market research tools presented in one place in my life. It is just absolutely fascinating. Maybe could you just share one, obviously we don't have time on this call to get through every one of them, but let's use this criteria. It's got to be relatively easy to use. We don't want to have to, get a degree in how to use the tool. So it's got to be relatively simple. It should be free. We really don't want anybody to have to lay out money at this point to learn something. And then it should be something that yields good results. In other words, it's worth the effort to use the tool. Can you let's talk about just one of them.
Ben and I are just debating now which one to talk about. Well, I think we should quickly mention two. The first one is basically because the second one, we'll pick two, and I think two good ones would be Crazy Egg, and the second one would be usability testing. I'm going to mention Crazy Egg because it's the kind of thing people want the answer to be, and Crazy Egg's very useful and provides you with loads of immediate insight on your website. And the second one is usability testing, which people don't get excited about, but once they actually do it, they are absolutely blown away by how valuable it is. The problem is that even if your listeners listening to this, they'll probably go away thinking that Crazy Egg's the real fun one and do it, and usability one gets adopted by much fewer people because until you've done it, you've no idea how amazingly valuable it is.
Okay, so, I'm going to ask everybody on this call, go to Crazy Egg, have fun with it, but I'm going to ask everybody, please don't just listen to this. Try it, because I completely agree with Carl and Ben on this. Simple usability tests may be the most important thing you can do in online marketing. I may be stretching it a bit, but
I would say absolutely not. I would say that it is genuinely the most useful thing you could do with the next 15 minutes. And is to find whoever's nearest to you who doesn't use a computer for a living. So it can't be someone who's, you know, if you work in an office, it can't be the web developer, for example. Just anyone. And we regularly use family members because it really doesn't matter who it is. Preferably someone who doesn't use computers very much, so they're not like experts with Firefox or whatever.
Right.
Show them your website. Leave them on the homepage. Set them a task. Say, imagine. Set them a scenario. So you say, you know, imagine that you were going to, you know, if your website sells water filters, say to them, you know, imagine that you're shopping for a water filter. You arrive at our homepage, and then from then on, just say to them, I'll observe you, and I'll just basically ask the person to speak their thoughts out loud as they're trying to do whatever task you've set them to do, and then just resist the urge to help them. You know, if they start clicking on the About Us page and wander around and get completely lost, resist the urge as long as you can to help them out, and just watch how real people use the internet. And it'll be a little bit like, you know, when you have a party at your house and visitors come, and when they arrive, suddenly you see your house in a different way. You suddenly notice like a pile of books or whatever that's been sitting there, and you see your house through the visitor's eyes. And suddenly you kind of notice things that had been there for ages that you hadn't noticed. It's exactly the same with your website. Once you're seeing it through someone else's eyes, you immediately start noticing links that shouldn't be there anymore, things that don't make sense, and it's incredibly insightful. And just one of those tests can provide you with enough inspiration for the next few weeks' worth of improvements to your website. So that's the absolute one. If we had a bonus to give away, I would happily give a prize to anyone who could email us saying that they've actually done a usability test as a result of this, because I'd love feedback as to people who've actually done it. In fact, how can we do that, Ben? I'll think about that.
What we do with these interviews now is we put them on a blog. People, when they're listening to the interview, they're inside the blog. And people can post their test results. I sat my next door neighbor down in front of my website. I told him to buy a goldfish bowl, if you're selling goldfish bowls, and I let him alone. Now, the only thing I would add to these usability tests, and this is it, by the way, people that are listening, this is it. There's nothing else to do. There's no software to buy. There's no credit card to use. There's no program to learn. You get a non-power using computer user. You sit them in front of your website. You say, imagine you're trying to buy whatever it is that you're selling, and then you watch. And the one thing that I add is I ask people, narrate what you're doing, narrate what's going on in your mind. And that's very that for me, I find it very interesting. You know, someone will go, okay, I'm here, I'm looking for the goldfish bowl. Where the hell's the bloody, you know, where's the link? I can't find the link to buy a goldfish bowl. And then they finally find the link and they click on it and they go, well, where's the price? I can't see the price. Where's the order button? How much is the ship? They will tell you what's wrong with your site. And you don't, I tell you, and everybody likes, one of the most popular things at seminars all over the world when it comes to internet is site analysis. You know, people put their sites up and the guru comes out and explains why the site is no good. Well, you don't need to go to a seminar for that. The best seminar, really, I really honestly believe it's the best seminar you're ever going to get is to follow Carl and Ben's advice, which is to get a non-power user in front of your website, sit them down, set them on a task, and watch and listen.
And one other thing I'd say about usability tests is that because obviously, you know, we do a whole load of things that are extremely complicated, the multivariate testing and web Google Analytics even. You know, lots of these things do require a load of technical input and are very, very complicated. So it's not that we don't do all of the complex stuff, but one reason that usability tests are so powerful is because most people are too chicken to actually do them. And so if you, as a website owner or web marketer, if you can overcome the discomfort of actually going that extra mile, then it immediately puts you ahead of almost any other web marketer. And on a very similar line, also something that we always do with any of our clients is we actually become customers of the product. So we're not pretending to be salespeople, and we're not pretending to understand what the customer is. We actually become a customer of whatever it is, whether it's pharmaceuticals or we've ordered some absolutely crazy things. Just this, when was it, about 4 days ago, my wife and I went to the bingo in a nearby town. We went to bingo, not because we normally play bingo, but because it's our company policy that we'll not work with a company unless we're actually customers and we really know the customer psychology of those things. So that's another, I guess that's a second technique that I wasn't going to mention, which is because genuinely don't pretend and don't imagine ordering from your competitors. Actually order from your competitors. Don't get as far as the credit card thing and say, okay, I get the idea now. Go through the whole shopping cart, order, wait till the product arrives, unpack it, see how it's shipped, see what they're doing, see all the emails they send you afterwards, and genuinely become a customer of what you provide. And the point at which most people would say, okay, I get the idea now, it's not necessary for me to actually, to go on a holiday with this company, or it's not necessary for me to actually, use this product in real life. I get the idea now. The point beyond that is the extra mile, where you find loads of extra things that all your competitors were too lazy to discover, and that's where you get the big improvements, we find.
Excellent.
My crazy egg.
we're a little bit running out of time. So tell us about Crazy Egg, and then we'll say goodbye.
Sorry, I'm going to tell you about another tool instead, because it's got some of the features that Crazy Egg has, and a few bonus tips. So the tool I'd like to talk about is ClickTale, which is ClickTale, ClickTale.com.
Can we spell it out again? Everyone mistakenly spells it wrong. So it's ClickTale. So yeah, the word click. TALE. So tail is spelled T. T for tango, A for alpha, L for lima, E for echo, .com.
Great. ClickTale, click, and then TALE.com. Yeah. Great. Tell us about ClickTale.com.
What ClickTale does, and it's fairly creepy, but very, very insightful, is that it actually records your visitor's browsing session as a flash video. So you put a little bit of script on your pages. It's a free tool. You can sign up for a limited amount of recordings. And it actually records your visitor's browsing session, and it's just like sitting in an office next to them watching their monitor. You see where the mouse moves. You see, what they type, where they scroll. And it's really fascinating to just watch the way that people use your website, because it's never the way that you expect. They might read it from the bottom up. They click on all kinds of weird and wonderful things. They go backwards and forth between pages a crazy amount of times. And you see what they pause, what they hover over. But another really useful feature is that it aggregates all of the data from all of the videos that you have and gives you really useful maps, which tell you how far down your page people scroll, which areas of the page get the most attention in terms of time or clicks or even hovers. It'll tell you which fields on your checkout forms people actually abandon on, so you can have an idea of actually which field on your form people leave. You can also search and query the data by different browser, different country, people that got to a certain page on the website. So you can look at very specific problems that you're having and really drill down and watch what those users are doing on those pages that are causing them to leave without taking action.
Gotcha. Wow, and that's free.
It's free, yeah.
That's amazing.
It really is.
So if we were to recap this call, I want to point out that Carl and Ben are going to be joining us in Chicago March 27th through 29th. It's in March. And they're going to be presenting some of the same material, plus more, actually, that they presented in our London seminar this fall, which was, again, one of the best internet marketing seminars I've ever attended or been involved in. Their specialty is conversion. They understand traffic. I think anybody with a Google page rank of 7 clearly has a good sense of traffic, but they believe, and I do, that conversion is the real challenge, and if you can crack the conversion nut, you are well on your way. And they are going to share their methodology for improving conversion. By the way, these are not ivory tower theories. These are practices that are being used every day. They use them every day with clients in the mobile phone business, in the diet business, in the travel business, and not, you know, not just you know, small clients, but clients that are, you know, large and very demanding about the kind of results they get. So this is all coming from daily practical use, not last year's theory or you know, derivative theory stuff that's being used right now. And they're going to be sharing the actual methods that they use to generate ideas for their testing, and that includes we talked about a few of them, but they have a long list. And then Carl's going to talk about the psychology of conversion. Fascinating stuff, and very interesting because, you know, we've already got 100, as Drayton Bertholdt said, 150 years of direct marketing experience. We've got about 15 years of online marketing experience, and I've never seen a better talk on that puts those two bodies of knowledge together. In other words, there's a lot of people that are very good in classic direct marketing. There's a lot of people that are very good in online marketing, but that was the best talk that I've heard that brings those two together in a concrete way. So it's going to be very exciting for the people that hear that. I found it just absolutely fascinating. So we've run to the end of our time, I'm sorry to say. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being willing to make the long trip to Chicago this March. That's March 27th through 29th. System Seminar 2009. This is the 15th anniversary of me organizing seminars and conferences on internet marketing. It's our 7th year under the System Seminar banner. This is our all-star event. I'm very specifically inviting the people that I feel are true all-stars in our industry. Not to say that everybody who merits that is going to be there, you know, but these are the guys that I think the most highly of are going to be presenting their best material. We're also calling it the state-of-the-art seminar. The system has been pretty good over the last 15 years, or well, 7 years for the system, 15 for all my conferences. We've been pretty good at the last 15 years of detecting the trends, of figuring out what really matters, of identifying the best tools before everybody else does. And I think this year I can tell you, I'm not calling it state-of-the-art just to pull a name out of the hat. There's a very specific reason. We're going to be talking about things related to internet marketing that I've only figured out myself in the last year after 15 years of doing it, that I'll be sharing with the group. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. I also want to just point out, a lot of people assume I'm going to teach internet marketing forever. 15 years is a long time. Don't count on me always, all these events always being available. It's just a little warning to everybody. If you've been on the fence about coming to a system seminar, this could well be the one that you really want to make sure that you get to and that you don't miss. So for more information and registering, you can go to thesystemseminar.com. That's thesystemseminar.com. You'll have all the information about prices and location, and you can register, and you can read about our speakers. And Carl and Ben, I'm really looking forward to having you guys come over. I want to thank you for taking time for this call. I want to thank you for making the big trip to be working with us in Chicago.
Brilliant. And can we just say something about, again, I know that you're kind of wrapping up, but just 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago, We visited as attendees, you know, not as speakers, but we visited, we think it was a 12 internet marketing conferences in 1 year. So pretty much every internet marketing conference you ever heard of. And one of them was the System in Chicago. And it was our favorite conference of the year. And not just because of the speakers, but there were some fantastic speakers there, but also because the quality of the attendees, they tend to be people who really get it. In particular, because they're normally, most of the attendees, you know, we spoke to at the system were spending their own money, which and it makes a big difference when someone's actually doing all this with their own money, because all of the kind of pie in the sky theories go out of the window because they want to know what actually works, and they're doers. And so one of the main reasons that, you know, that we went then, that we liked then, was the conversations in the corridors and in the bar. We were up till I think about 2 or 3 o'clock one morning, talking with people. And so it's not just for, you know, it's not just for the people on the stage, but it's a fantastic level of attendee, and that's one of the main reasons we like to go to these things.
Well, and as I always say, you can't have a great seminar without a great audience, and we've been blessed in that regard. We do have some of the smartest people around.
We spent about 2 hours on one of the evenings chatting with John Carlton, and that's just kind of that's something that you forget. It's easy to forget when you sign up for a conference that you might end up just you can spend the time in the bar talking with people who are just like legends of direct marketing and people who've got like an enormous amount of experience, often in your own industry. So,
well, that's a very good point. Sometimes seminars are structured in such a way that they're very celebrity driven, and the speakers come in, make their talk, and then are gone, because they're there basically to sell products and get to the next talk, which is that's legitimate. But we structure what we do in a different way. We ask our faculty to stay. I mean, we don't really have to ask; it's kind of natural. Our faculty stays; they're part of the education process. They're students as well. I'm a student. I mean, I can't stress this enough. A good 50% of the reason I put seminars on is for my own education, because there is so much going on. There are so many bright people doing so many smart things that it's virtually impossible to keep up with it all. So because I've been putting these kinds of events on for so long, it's a little bit easier for me than maybe for anybody else to organize these things, and so I do. But a big part of the reason I do it is to make sure that my own education is up to par. And this is, maybe on this last note we'll go, this is one of the few industries on Earth, and it remains to be so even to this day, I think it will always be this way, where you don't need capital. You don't need cash. You don't need money so much as you need knowledge. I mean, just about any other business I can think of, you pretty much have to come to the table with a big pile of cash, either your own or borrowed. This business, I mean, I have started businesses that generate six figures a year with just about as close to $0 as you can imagine, a website and a Weber account, access to a list, and you're in business. You're started at least. So knowledge is really the power in this industry. And, you know, as people who are reading the papers and watching the news know, we are not in last year's economy. We are in an economy where buyers and customers are going to be really sharpening their pencils and becoming even more demanding about quality. And that quality is going to start with the quality of their website experience. Business is going to go on. Fortunes are going to continue to be made. But more than ever, they're going to be made by people that are offering quality all up and down the line. And Ben and Carl are perfect people to explain how to make sure that the visitor experience is quality experience. And this is some of the most pertinent information that you're going to be hearing this year. So come out to Chicago. If you can't come out to Chicago, do take advantage of all these calls that we're doing. That's perfectly legitimate. We're happy that you do it. Don't assume that because these calls are free, there's nothing of value on them. I think if anybody that listens to this call several times is going to get a first-class education in what really matters in online design. And you just got it from two guys that are routinely producing very solid results for very demanding clients. So, Ben and Carl, I want to thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you at System 2009 in Chicago, March 27th and 28th. Folks that are interested, go to thesystemseminar.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.